Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
We've all heard and seen celebrities thinking that they are untouchable. But the federal trial of Sean Diddy Combs might be one of the most intense reality checks Hollywood's seen in decades. At the center is an explosive blend of allegations, sex trafficking, drugs, violence, all rolled neatly into those complicated little RICO charges that used to be reserved for mob bosses, not Grammy-winning artists. Now, here's the kicker. Combs' defense team hasn't called a single witness, not even Diddy himself, to counter the prosecution's allegations. That's right, folks. Nothing. Not a zip. Which leads everybody scratching their heads. Is the supreme confidence that they have here, or in the courtroom, equivalent to throwing up your hands and hoping for the best? I mean, what is going on here? To break down these wild courtroom maneuvers, I've got Eric Faddis with me, a veteran defense attorney who's been seen just about every trick in the legal playbook, both prosecuting and defending cases. We're going to unpack how exactly prosecutors are attempting to turn Diddy's empire, Bad Boy Entertainment, flashy parties, luxury hotels, and all into a neatly packaged criminal enterprise under RICO laws. We're going to dive into the gutsy decision to drop kidnapping and arson charges last minute, a move that could either lesser focus their argument from the prosecution or make jurors wonder if the whole case was oversold from the start. We're also going to talk about why federal courts still refuse to allow video coverage of trials like these, leaving us piecing together secondhand accounts as if we're back in the days of newspaper-only coverage. Get comfortable. So we're about to dig into this. Eric's about to shine a big, bright, legal flashlight into all the shady corners of this courtroom drama. Let's talk about the RICO charges. The Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act is being used to argue that Diddy ran a criminal enterprise involving sex trafficking, drugs, and violence. And he's saying, no, that wasn't part of my company. That was just the weekends, basically. RICO allows prosecutors to bundle multiple acts under one broad umbrella. That's why we've been seeing it used outside of just like mafioso type cases. We saw it in the R. Kelly case. We're seeing it here. But yeah, it is complex and controversial when applied outside of organized crime. So how exactly are prosecutors trying to meld this and form this in a way that a jury is going to understand it so they get what a RICO charge is and see how that applies to Diddy. How do you work that through your mind to explain it?
So kind of the intellectual flow chart, if you will, for it is for a RICO charge, there's got to be a criminal enterprise and there have to be at least two predicate offenses that happen within 10 years that are connected to that criminal enterprise. Like running a stop sign isn't enough. They got to be serious crimes. Mm-hmm. And so I think the prosecution is going to argue that the Bat Boy Entertainment helped facilitate some of this sex trafficking that they contend was non-consensual. That they set up hotels, that they engaged in payments at times. Sometimes they're fueling these hotel parties with drugs. And so what the prosecution's going to say is that the sex trafficking crimes themselves can be the predicate offenses for RICO so long as they can connect it to Bad Boy. You know, they've been able to have some successes in drawing those connections. There were some receipts and texts entered into evidence. On the other hand, there are some Bad Boy affiliates who say, hey, we didn't know about any criminal activity. We certainly didn't agree to facilitate it. And so that one, there's some conflicting evidence there.
I mean, ultimately, the man with the checkbook is Diddy. So he's going to do what he wants and pull the funds from wherever. Is it really come down to where the funding for these parties came from or the people or persons involved who planned it? Because if you're operating off of Diddy's personal card on everything and all this, is that RICO, even if you have employees helping to facilitate these things, but all the funding is coming out of Diddy's personal account, not the Bad Boy Entertainment account. I guess the other question would be, who are these people employees of? Would they be employees of Bad Boy Entertainment? Because I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how his assistants were set up or anybody set up. Was that Bad Boy or was that Sean Combs Enterprises or whatever it was called? I suppose it doesn't matter if it's Bad Boy or not. If it's under a business structure of any type, really, that would be constituting a RICO charge, whether it's just, you know, you're employed to be making the life of Diddy the life of Diddy as assistants and stuff. That's still a corporate structure. It's not Diddy personally.
Totally. So to the first question, the funding is critical. I mean, certainly the jury is going to want to see, hey, were there business accounts that were used to rent out these hotels, that were used to buy flights for male escorts, that kind of thing. It's important, but it's not necessary. Under RICO, you can have just the affiliates of the alleged criminal enterprise arranging things and really the central pieces that did they have knowledge that there was some criminal activity going on and did they coordinate all together to advance that criminal activity in connection with the criminal enterprise. Also the criminal enterprise, that's like, it's a very low standard to meet that. It's kind of just a loose confederation of people who happen to be working in coordination. It doesn't even have to be a business. Here it is a business. Mm-hmm. And so it's a much lower standard than people think to prove that some criminal enterprise exists. And I think that, you know, the government went far in trying to establish that in having text messages from other bodyguards and from executives at Bad Boy Entertainment that all, according to the government, sort of coalesce in some of these criminal acts.
I think a lot of times when we hear the word sex trafficking or a layperson hears that, they're thinking, you know, a bunch of immigrants at the back of a truck or something that have been picked up and that's not how it typically, I mean, is that part of it sometimes? Sure. But that's not always how it has to be. I mean, the fact that, you mean, sex work is illegal in most states. If you're purchasing a sex worker to come in from New Jersey and the parties in New York, we're crossing state lines, just a theoretical one out there. And the purpose of that person coming to that party is to do sex work with Diddy, his guests, whatever. Is that sex trafficking just like that? Even though that person is knowingly coming, they're not being forced, it's not coercion, they're getting paid. Is it sex trafficking if they're willingly coming for that purpose to another state?
It's a really important point because I agree with you. There is kind of a misnomer in terms of sex trafficking and what that means. It doesn't need to include sort of, you know, forced migration of a bunch of people mm-hmm. to go and do something. The charge in this case is sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, which requires that someone engaged in a commercial sex act by force, fraud, or coercion. And so all that really depends on is having some commercial sex worker, which we have ample evidence yes. of, the Punisher for one. So then the remaining question is, was it by force, fraud, or coercion? That's the part that the jury, I think, is going to wrestle with. But sex trafficking is also a lower standard than perhaps our societal understanding might suggest.
And that's the interesting part, I guess, of this case. It's not even so much about the state lines. It's about once they're there, and they're there for that job, was there force, fraud, or coercion involved in them performing the job? Meaning they felt that they were being forced or coerced into having sex with people. That's a gray line to a lot of jurors, especially if it is a sex worker. What were you expecting to have happen here? What did he hire you to be a sex worker? But obviously rape is something that you would not really expect to be part of it. But we have to, is there even evidence of that with some of the sex workers? It's going to be a difficult one, I think, to convince a jury on, quite honestly. I mean, where do you think it stands? Because from what I've understood, from what I've taken out of a lot of this from the testimony, other than the direct things with Cassie and some assistants and some people that are really directly close, we're not hearing a lot from sex workers that, you know, they're like held captive in Diddy's land. It seems they kind of came and went, at least most of them. Other ones who didn't get involved in a closer relationship didn't seem to have those sort of stories.
Right. As far as I can tell, none of these sex workers are alleging that they were forced to do something criminally that they didn't want to do. I think the sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion charges are based on Cassie and based on Jane. And so, you know, if there was evidence where Diddy said, hey, I need you to do this freak off or else I'm going to beat the hell out of you. Mm-hmm. That's sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion.
Sure.
However, that's not what we have. There was sort of this specter of threats, this implication and this subjective understanding from Cassie and Jane that they didn't feel like they had a choice. But that's not necessarily enough. The government's got to prove that Diddy knew Cassie and Jane felt they didn't have a choice, and he forced them to do this anyway through his machinations, whatever they may be. And so that's kind of an added level of proving that Diddy knew that they didn't have felt they didn't have a choice and went forward anyway in a coercive fashion. That's yet another layer that's going to be difficult to prove.
That's what I was expecting to see if he was going to call any witnesses. I was expecting to see some people to come up and go, no, this wasn't coercion. No, this wasn't this. No, this wasn't that. Obviously, no witnesses are called. Do you think there's nobody out there that would testify to that? Or is it just, let's not keep focusing on Diddy having sex with sex workers. It's already been brought out. We know that's happened. We don't think they proved it beyond a reasonable doubt that this was some sort of coercion. I don't know. Are you surprised that we didn't hear anybody backing up Diddy in any way, shape, or form?
I am surprised. I thought they would call at least like two witnesses or so who would come in and say, you know, hey, I'm from Bad Boy. I was at one of these parties and nothing seemed non-consensual to me. No one was saying no. They weren't saying stop. They weren't, you know, their body language wasn't sort of resistant or something like that. It seemed perfectly consensual. I think that would go a long way. And then further, another witness they could have called is someone who said, hey, I work for Bad Boy and I had no knowledge of any crimes going on. I was just doing my job, you know, day-to-day work. I would expect those types of witnesses to be called. They weren't called. Is it because they don't exist? That's a question that could be lingering in the jury's mind.
I mean, or is it just, you know, let's leave it out by omission and then make the jury wonder, like, maybe nobody else does exist. But there are people who do exist who had quite a case against him, Cassie Ventura being one of them. The jury saw that video of him beating the crap out of her in the Intercontinental Hotel, stomping on her head, throwing a vase at her, dragging her through the hall. Pretty damaging stuff. And then they heard several days of her testimony that went far more dark and into brutal territory that makes that video look pretty tame, quite honestly. We have that as being a big part of this. How much do you think just that element of this case is going to weigh on the jury's decision over all three charges, just because of how damning that is, and them maybe just being a little trigger happy, going, he did that, he can go down for the other things too. Just kind of a, you know, you're a horrific human being, let's just get you away.
The shock factor cannot be understated. That video is terribly evocative in the worst way for Diddy. And on top of that, it sort of communicates to any common person, hey, if he's capable of doing that, he's at least capable of these other accusations. You know, that being said, one question I think that the defense should ask in closing argument rhetorically to the jury is, you know, was Cassie forced, or excuse me, did that physical violence force Cassie to do these freak-offs? You know, was there some direct imminent threat? Or was it just this was a complicated and abusive and horrible relationship? And on top of that, she chose to do these freak-offs. You know, I think that subtle distinction is important because that physical force has to have a contributing factor to the sex trafficking by coercion. They got to make that link.
There you have it. Eric Faddis laying out exactly why this case against Sean Diddy Combs isn't just about proving a bunch of nasty allegations. It's about convincing a jury that these actions form a coordinated criminal enterprise worthy of RICO charges. It's a tall order. And as Eric explained, proving coercion and criminal intent is way trickier than simply waving around shocking videos or disturbing texts. Sure, seeing a horrifying clip of Diddy's violence against Cassie Ventura might emotionally sway a jury. But the question still hangs heavy, does this brutally explicit and explicitly tie into a structured, coordinated criminal organization? Eric also highlighted how prosecutors' last-minute drop of kidnapping and arson charges could either tighten their argument or blow a hole right through its credibility, leaving jurors wondering if they were sold more than the prosecutors could deliver. Let's not overlook the jury's monumental task here. They are wrestling with some of the most confusing legal instructions ever drafted. If seasoned attorneys struggle to make sense of RICO laws, imagine what 12 ordinary folks are going through back in that jury room. Beyond all the case specifics, Eric made an essential point about transparency. Why exactly are federal trials still being closed doors in terms of video and audio coverage? Isn't it about time the federal court system caught up with modern expectations of openness and accountability? Maybe seeing these cases unfold in real time would help the public better grasp the complexities involved, cutting through rumor and speculation. Tell me what your thoughts are on this case, the arguments that have been made, and where things are at. Go ahead and leave that in the comment section on YouTube. And if you're not on our YouTube channel yet, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi to find us on YouTube and join in those comments. You can even start commenting early if you become a premium subscriber to our channel on YouTube. Get in on that. And then, yeah, you get videos as we make them, days, sometimes weeks in advance of their release to the public. So if you really want to get in early and let your opinion be known, check that out. It's another way to subscribe to the program on YouTube. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can subscribe to our Premium Plus channel there on Apple to get access to it all on the audio side of things. And do press subscribe either way, wherever you're listening to us, so you don't miss any of our coverage. We put out tons of it for you for free every single day of the week. I want to hear your thoughts. Tell me in those comment sections. Until next time, for all of us here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want true crime coverage all day, every day? Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today and get the latest cases delivered right to your feed.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.